process of enlightenment is really, see, for most people, they think of it as getting more and more and more stuff. And so the more I get, the happier I'll be, and the more I have, and I'll work towards that. And so many people's lives are organized around this principle of getting stuff and collecting it, whether it's awards and trophies or positions in companies or whatever, or, you know, cars and refrigerators and bigger and nicer toys. That's the process of living in the Western world. The process of enlightenment is exactly the opposite. It's peeling things away. It's the process of letting go. There are very specific things that all of us can do if letting go is of value. It may not be. Again, you may not be. Where you are on your own path might be such that you want to get more. And you want to treasure more, and you want to hang on to more, and you want to hoard it, and you want to insure it, and you want to look at it, and you want to put it in your vault, and so on. And that's absolutely fine. There's nothing wrong with that, if that is working for you. But eventually, most souls get to a point where they realize that you come in with nothing, and you leave with nothing. You start to realize that the stuff doesn't give you fulfillment. It doesn't give you what you really, truly want in life. I mean, you can't caress your computer and your jewelry and even your trophies and even your position in life. You start asking yourself, how do I let go? You begin to see that that you don't need nearly the stuff that you thought that you needed in order to be happy, to be fulfilled. And it gets easier and easier to do. But again, it's like, where are you on the path? If you're on the path where letting go and not being attached and not hanging on to all so many things and not chasing after, but just living, just arriving, just being, just enjoying, just being fulfilled in each day of your life, what you do is you find yourself less interested. It's not anything you have to force yourself into. It's not like saying, all right, I got six cars, I got to get rid of one. Which one do I get rid of, and how am I going to do this? And you know, or I got to let go of some of these silk suits, or I've got... It's nothing like that. It doesn't fit neatly into the category of a list of things that you can do to let go. It is a gradual kind of new way of being, new way of living, new way of experiencing life, in which those things that were so dramatically important to you at an earlier time in your life become less and less and less significant. And instead of still hanging on to them, you become the person who says, I just don't have to do that any longer.